And you're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick in Washington with an update now on the race. The FBI appeared to stop investigating Hillary Clinton's use of private email and whether any classified information was exchanged on that private server back in July. But in a surprise today that has rocked the campaign, at least in the initial minutes here, FBI Director James Comey writes a letter to key House members saying the FBI is now looking at new emails related to Hillary Clinton. James Comey told key members on the Hill that the agency has discovered in an unrelated case other emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails. That's, of course, whether Mrs. Clinton and her aides mishandled classified information while she was serving in the State Department. Now, the news, of course, rocked the political campaign. Donald Trump reacted almost immediately in front of a campaign rally to news that the FBI appears to be continuing to investigate Hillary Clinton's emails.
I have great respect for the fact that the FBI and the Department of Justice are now willing to have the courage to right the horrible mistake that they made. This was a grave miscarriage of justice that the American people fully understood. And it is everybody's hope that it is about to be corrected.
Now, Comey's announcement guarantees that Hillary Clinton's emails will come raging back into this campaign, but his terse three-paragraph letter also left a lot unsaid that has a lot of people wondering. It doesn't say what emails might be pertinent or why. It doesn't say where they were found and doesn't clarify how they might have bearing on handling of classified information. Of course, the other major issue is timing. It's unclear at this point why James Comey would reopen this issue so close to an election without more clarification about the details of the investigation or why it needs to continue so close to the election. But again, the announcement has thrilled Donald Trump supporters and many Republicans who had attacked James Comey for declining to recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton after the investigation into the use of her private servers. It has Democrats and Hillary Clinton supporters perplexed as to the timing of the letter, its lack of specificity, and exactly why the FBI would choose to pursue parts of this case now after that investigation appeared to end in July. Despite all of the unanswered questions about the content that may be implied by this short three-paragraph letter from James Comey to key House members, it comes at a time when Hillary Clinton's campaign is on offense against Donald Trump in the closing days of this campaign. The Clinton campaign announced that next week Hillary Clinton herself will campaign in Arizona, in Phoenix. That's a state that in the last several cycles has been off limits to Democrats and that they think they can take from Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's surrogates, including his children, have appeared to be playing defense in states like Utah and Georgia that are usually an easy lock for Republicans, especially this late in the race. And we've been hearing from you about the FBI's announcement on Hillary Clinton's email use on our Facebook page. Ryan writes to us, and the presidential sideshow continues. Chris writes, well, we've wasted enough money this year. Why not? Could anything come out in the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails that would change your vote? You can always leave a comment on our Facebook page or on our website at thetakeaway.org. We'll have a lot more on Monday about how the latest wrinkle in the FBI investigation might be affecting the race and how the campaigns are shaping up with just a week to go before Election Day. That'll all be on Monday on The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.